You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on December 14th, 2001.
During the last couple of months, several people have told me about their adventures with one of the most fascinating but least known of our local mammals, the flying squirrel. The term flying squirrel may be considered somewhat of a stretch, since the little creature is capable only of gliding downward at an angle of about 40 degrees from heights of one tree to the base of another. The distance depends on the height of the launch, making it appear that the squirrel might glide as much as 200 feet. At rest, feeding on nuts, seeds, fruits, or insects, the flying squirrel appears much like other squirrels. Its fur coat, however, seems a little large and loose. When it launches into the air, it spreads its feet apart, deploying the flaps of skin linking its hind and forelimbs. From the ground, this gives it a squarish appearance with its flat tail streaming out behind. Close to its target, the squirrel brings down its hind legs, causing it to stall and assume a vertical landing posture. Almost all of the flying squirrels I have seen were spooked from their daytime rest in an abandoned woodpecker hole or gray squirrel nest. Normally, they are exclusively nocturnal, sleeping quietly during the day and becoming extremely active at night. The first time I ever saw a flying squirrel was in 1942 during my freshman year at Cornell. One of my fellow students had a pet squirrel he often brought to class. The squirrel seemed to like people. It was passed around the classroom, and if it encountered someone who seemed just right, it would search around looking for a pocket or a convenient nook into which it would crawl and nap through the lecture. When I was called up by the Army at the end of the first semester, I was sent to Hamilton College for a year. We were housed in South Dorm, an old stone building covered with ivy. The building had no screens or storm windows, so in the heat of summer the windows were always open. We tended to leave candy bars and other edibles on our footlockers and bureaus. We began to notice things missing and suspected a rat. We got a big bowl, rigged up a figure-4 trigger release, and set the bowl upside down with one edge resting on the trigger. We went to bed and hadn't been sleeping long when we were awakened by a loud clunk. Our bowl trap had worked. With a piece of cardboard and a mosquito netting, we were able to examine the culprit. Turned out to be a large-eyed, slightly dazed flying squirrel. After much debate, we decided to let it go. It showed no panic, and even though we were less careless about leaving food around, the squirrel returned often, always after lights out. It foraged for tidbits, which it took to its home den. Flying squirrels cover most of North and Central America. There are two species, the northern, about the size of a red squirrel, and the southern, about 2 inches shorter. Flying squirrels nest in cavities in trees or in abandoned gray squirrel nests. They breed in March, and the young are born about 40 days later. Normal brood contains from 3 to 6 young. They move out of the nest in 5 weeks and stay with their mother through the winter. More than once, working in the woods, I've seen a nest disturbed. As many as a dozen squirrels launch out from the nest. They sail off in all directions, seemingly evaporating soon after they land at the base of a tree. The diet of the flying squirrel is similar to that of other squirrels, nuts, fruits, and insects, especially those active at night. They are also known to eat birds on occasion. Someone, it may have been Audubon, wrote of obtaining a rare songbird, bringing it home, and finding only its head, wings, and tail the next morning. His pet flying squirrel had devoured the whole bird. It's very difficult to get any measure of the abundance of flying squirrels, but certainly they are more common than most people believe. Those who have studied them confess to a general fondness for them and claim that they make affectionate pets. I've never had any interest in keeping wild creatures in captivity, except for research, but I do think that I would enjoy a flying squirrel. The only problem is that they are energetic creatures who can cause quite a disturbance at night. Perhaps they are best left in the woods to enjoy their nighttime frolics unhindered by cages or walls. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.